This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, Alex Bregman, he did speak in his press conference becoming a Boston Red Sox. This is what he had to say about the Astros organization.
How difficult was it for you at the end to leave an organization that you had been with your entire career?
Oh, definitely difficult. I have so much respect for the organization, top to bottom, all the players.
Alex Bregman, that's it, man. I will say that I don't want to say happy, but just, all right, finally it's over and we don't have to keep looking at that. But damn, it still is. Alex is going to be in a Boston Red Sox. Do we know what position Alex is going to play, by the way?
They're saying second base because Rafael Devers, according to...
Oh, Raf said he ain't moving.
He's not moving, no.
He said, you can go to hell. I'm not moving anywhere.
He said, I'm not playing DH either.
I'm not DH. Damn, man. May have been
part of Bregman's holdup was the best offer he had out there on a yearly basis was had already had a third baseman saying, get the hell out of here.
Hey, look, talk about where he's coming from. Hey, man, he got one teammate that will go and play left field. He'll go and play anywhere he can to get his ass on the field. The other player said, hell no, I'm the best player on this team. I'm not moving from third, and I'm not DHing.
He said, no.
Alex Bregman, second base. That ought to be something, right? That'll be something. You stand up and clap for Alex when he returns. Go to that one. You stand up and clap. Alex is one. You said him and Altuve are the two for you in this era. You'd stand up and give him a...
Oh, man, it'd be tough for me, man.
Get out of here.
I'm not. If Altuve went somewhere else, I definitely would. I mean, you're talking about the best Astro ever.
I did. I thought it was a little aggressive when I was at the game in which my hair was dyed blonde. When Yuli Gurriel, who I didn't know, had been a part of the Royals roster, but about 2 hours prior to the game, when they, and I'll give it to the Astros, their video department, they can get on it quickly. They had a video ready for Yuli as he walked out there, and Yuli had just got called up like 3 hours prior to the game. I'll damn sure know they're going to have one ready for Alex. That man, Jose Altuve, he might get up there and he might take his glove off.
No question. Oh, they're gonna have one. It's gonna be
That one's gonna be a weird look. That's gonna be a weird look. Someone said
I'd probably pull myself to stand up.
You'd have to stand up for Alex. Yeah, now it would get.
I'd probably pull myself to stand up.
He's a Red Sox playing second base. I can't wait to see him turn into. Get ready. Just as spring training starts, he's going to be playing a little bit of second base. Someone texted, why were you naming all of those white girls' names? In reference to Cliff Kingsbury.
He was referring to that cocaine, y'all. He's referring to that booger sugar. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Also referred to in some circles as that white girl.
I was gonna say, do we have any other slangs for that? Booger sugar that's the first one I've heard.
I've heard hitting the slopes.
Okay, the slopes. All right, I could see that. Yes, just start naming a bunch of white women. That works as well. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Someone said that White Castle. That's the first one I've heard of that one, too. Not heard of that one.
Better keep it to a shed or something. You know, you get into a castle, your ass going to fall over dead. You're going to have too much fun. You're going to end up looking like Cliff.
I think that might be the goal for some. Is to look like.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.